Photojournalist Lara Platman, who lives just on the Oxfordshire border, is completing her research on historic women drivers in motorsport. Now, she's here as a member of the BRDC. We've heard a lot about them this week, the British Racing Drivers Club. But she told me more about the BWRDC.
The British Women Racing Drivers Club, it started in 1962 to help the women in motorsport, and it's been going really strong since then. Christabel Carlisle, Mary Wheeler are the founders, and you have people like Susie Wolfe and Georgie Shaw and Gail Hill. There's lots of different women who are club racing and professionally racing. We all know of Alice Powell. She's a really great racer, and it's carrying on to this day, and it has different categories: rallying, hill climbs, sprints, Formula 3, GT racing, and so it supports women in motor racing.
Broadly, and outside of the BWRDC, is it getting any easier for women to make their way in motorsports?
It's easier if you're fast, but if you don't practice, if you don't get the chance, you don't get to see if you're fast. I think it starts at the school gates. Social habits mean that mums and dads at the school gates take their girls off to pony riding and ballet and piano and other sports, whereas the boys might go go-karting. And you get 10 go-karting boys to 3 or 4 go-karting girls, and then out of them, how many Lewis Hamiltons are you going to get? So it starts at the school gates.
You are a member of the BWRDC, and the reason you joined was to drive.
I started looking at historic women racing drivers, and I thought, well, the only way to figure that bit out is to see what it was like to do. So I got my racing license and I joined. I've only done a couple of races. I've still got signatures to get. You need to get 6 signatures to be able to get a full license. One of those signatures can be a day of marshalling, and I suggest anyone who wants to race should definitely do a day of marshalling, because we've got a lovely helicopter going above us.
It just shows you how big Formula One is.
Got the TV screens above us. So my day of marshalling was a fabulous way of learning thoroughly about your flags and what happens on the roads, on the circuit.
And what did you do as a marshal?
I was an assistant to an assistant to an assistant. There's a whole hierarchy of marshals. Of course there are. Now, the British marshals are renowned the world over.
They travel to many of the other Formula One races in
particular.
Yeah,
I mean, you get some marshals, the top-notch British marshals get to go to Monaco Grand Prix. But you see many marshals at the endurance races, like Le Mans or Nürburgring, and you see the Welsh marshals at the Adenau Forest and the Nürburgring. But the British marshals have got such a strict schooling that it's a perfect way to understand how to race a car as well, in addition to your practicing on the track.
What was it like for you when you did get to race a car? What track was it?
It was a club. It was a historic sports car club race, and an MG, and everyone was really fine with me. They knew I was a new racer because I had my black cross, the yellow cross at the back.
Did they give you a bit of a wider berth if they know you're a newer racer?
No, not really. I was near the back, and I overtook one person, and then somebody overtook me, and I didn't finish last.
That's always good. You're working now on a radio drama.
I've been looking at historic women racing drivers for about 5 or 6 years, a lot of them. It's about 25, 26 drivers that I absolutely adore. And one of them in particular, the Honourable Mrs. Victor Bruce, or Mildred as I call her, that was her real Mary Mildred Peter, and then she got married to Victor Bruce. She raced the Monte Carlo Rally in 1927 and won the Coupe de Dame. She then travelled around Europe testing the car for AC, the Selwyn Edges AC. She then bought a fold-up plane in Burlington Gardens and flew solo around the world. But she was the first person to put an air hostess in the air. And she made... she was a wing walker as well,
wow.
by the way. And she made fuselages for the Second World War. And once the Second World War had finished, she started making Routemaster buses. So I'm my radio play is about her first 70 hours of the Monte Carlo Rally, because she raced it non-stop almost.
And finally, what's the fascination for you in historic women racing drivers? Was it a more glamorous time? Was it a more gritty time? Why the fascination in the historic side of things?
The cars, the pre-war cars are amazing. They just smell. They smell amazing. But it was after the suffragists, the First World War had happened. I love that between the wars era of everything in literature, art, the Bloomsbury set. I love that between the wars era where everything had just sort of, they'd lost everything. And the women just said, we can do it. Who says we can't do it? We can do it. And I feel that that's really needing to happen again today. We can do it.
The inspiring photojournalist Lara Plattman talking about her work with historic women drivers in motorsport. Still to come, much more. For-